Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Justice was served on a rope. When evil was done, that was all that she wrote. But somewhere somebody decided that wasn't right. Now the bad guys run free in the street, while the good guys pay the price. They say people don't kill people, guns and rebel flags do. We can't speak of Jesus, how dare we ever speak the truth? Till the day that I die. These days, it's hard to find a line between right and wrong. With the past erased and rewritten, we don't understand where we came from. We'll be doomed to repeat those mistakes unless we tell that story right. There's no way around the truth, no matter how hard you try. They say people don't kill people, but guns and rebel flags do.
We're live here. Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. And, hang out with the Redneck and I's Radio. We're talking about things out there on the road, just, you know, news, what else is going on out there in the world today, and just talking to truck drivers and seeing how things are out there with you guys. So, a couple of things that were going on this week, I saw on CDLLife.com, so they're doing some type of special enforcement out there in Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, those areas there. They are doing some enforcement trying to prevent truck crashes, commercial vehicle crashes, they say. This Interstate 94, of course, it's up there, you know, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, parts of Ohio. Back in 2015, it was one of the largest pileups in U.S. history because of the snow and ice and everything. So they're trying to take precautions and do some enforcement, which, you know, is kind of silly because they couldn't do other roads or they couldn't do, you know, other areas. They just want to focus on this highway. This says Interstate 94 initiative, that's what they say, safety initiative, whatever. And so they talk about that. That's going to start on the 6th, and it's going to run until the end of the week. So throughout the week, what, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I think it said through the 12th, so it might be through the weekend, next weekend. But just giving all the drivers up there heads up. I know that a lot of you up there traveling out and back, and it's one of those things. So we got to be ready for that. You know, of course, we always are ready for something like that because, you know, what we get frustrated with in the trucking industry is that they say, oh, we're going to do enforcement during this time. What about all the other times? You know, why not every day go out there and try to enforce the law? You know, we always famous here on Redneck and I's Radio talk about, you know, you don't really enforce the law that much when it's raining real hard or snowing real hard or whatever. You only get out there when the weather's nice and pull people over and decide they're going to ride them up and give them tickets and all that. So, So yeah, it's only when the weather's good that you just had to get out there and write tickets and do inspections. We say we always hand it to California. When they do inspections, they got actually, you know, garages set up on their in their way stations where they'll pull you inside. If it's too cold or rainy, it doesn't matter. They'll pull you inside, and they got a pit and everything. They'll climb up under there and do inspections. And, you know, that's one of the things is that if there's laws out there saying that we've got to have good trucks and we've got to have good running equipment and everything, then you need to get out there and you check it because, you know, we see it every day, truck drivers. We see it. We see trucks not up to par. And we're like, you know, truck driver always tell you, you know, I'm the one that always gets a ticket for having a headlight out or a tire low on tread. And you know, I see these people down here running around with flat tires and, you know, no lights or you know, the hood of the truck barely hanging on. So we see it. And you always say, hey, come on, let's do some enforcement. But it's only when the weather's good. This time around here, it looks like they're looking out for trying to get Interstate 94 cracking down on, you know, distracted driving or any unsafe practices, lane changes, stuff like that, that might do with, causing crashes. Like, for instance, the pileups where, you know, the road gets bad, it's icy, the visibility is poor, but the trucks are still going, you know, 90 to nothing down the highway. And, it's one of those things where we know there's unsafe people out there on the road. We know that. How can we get them off? You know, the carrier's doing everything they can because, you know, there's a truck driver shortage. The reason there's a truck driver shortage is because when drivers are driving bad, driving crazy, having accidents, then they get fired. So, you know, the only people really not doing their job is the government agencies that are told us that we got to have good operating equipment and good safety practices. They're the ones out there supposed to be doing that. But, you know, because there's people out there, there's crazy people out there doing crazy things. You know, we were talking about the other day, talking about how, you know, four-wheelers, they're just crazy. And once you take a test, when you're, you know, 16, 17 years old and you go take a test to drive a car, you pretty much don't ever take a test again. Never. You know, no kind of test on traffic laws or practices or whatever, you know, nothing. So the only time you're required to do that is if you get a speeding ticket. And a lot of times those classes are too easy and it's one ear out the other. So that's things that go on, you know, that's the kind of stuff we deal with. So yeah, that's what we talk about here. You know, the crazy things that truckers have to go through out here on the road. And this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Everybody check out our website, Redneck and Eyes Radio. Not Redneck and Eyes Radio, it's redneckandeyes.com. Redneck and Eyes, nonprofit organization that we help to educate truckers on being better truckers out there, helping four-wheelers drive around big trucks, just dealing with the basics of going on out there in the country, dealing with the trucking industry. I want everybody to make sure that we're going to the Mid-America Trucking Show. It's going to be March 24th through the 26th in Louisville, Kentucky. Awesome, awesome time. Everybody's looking forward to it. We are here. We've got a booth, 74108. We got it reserved and everything. It's all good to go. So we're excited about that. We're you know, just 90 to nothing about getting ready to go to the truck show. And it's always fun. We have a blast. You know, come rain or shine or snow or cold or freeze or whatever, we always have a blast out there doing that. And that kind of stuff. So we just hope that everybody can do that for us and you know, those kind of things. So we're just having a blast doing that, and we hope everybody does too. But this stuff here, you know, this is what we're doing, and we're going to the truck show. We're going to have some good food. We're going to have some good entertainment, and just having lots of fun. So be sure to check out all the details on that. You can check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. And like I said, we're on Facebook Live. We're on YouTube Live. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. That's been a great thing for us to do. And then we're just out here on the road talking about, you know, trucking and life on the road. Keep trying to keep between the ditches, you know what I mean? So yeah, everybody have a great time and keep it going. We're going to rock on here. Call in 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. And we'll see you in a second.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
Riding through this world all alone. Gotta take your soul. You're on your own. The crow flies straight, a perfect line. On the devil's bed until you die. This life is short. Maybe that's too fast. Better live it right. You ain't coming back. Gotta race some hell before they take you down. Gotta live this life.
All right, everybody. Hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. It's 516-387-1733 to call in. Be a part of the conversation. Just hit one. We're just kicking back, having a great time. You know, I've been trying to catch up on a lot of things. I started watching. I didn't watch Sons of Anarchy back when it was on the air. I started watching it when it started. We can start streaming on it. And it was a great show, you know, great entertainment. And, of course, everybody loves motorcycles and Harley Davidsons and, you know, the whole motorcycle club mentality of brotherhood and everything. So it was a lot of fun watching that and everything. And, of course, you start, as a fan, you start looking into, like, okay, who are these people? You know, who thought of this? Who came up with this? Who's the sick son of a bitch that came up with this story, right? And so if anybody doesn't know, Kurt Sutter is the guy that created Sons of Anarchy. And if you've watched the show, you know it's violent, right? Violent. It's not only is it a lot of like gunfire and killing and shooting and everything, but it's, you know, just hand to hand and everything. It's just, and it's gory. What do you call it? Where you could see, you can actually see the details of somebody getting shot in the head or stabbed or something like that, you know? So anyway, so what happened here, everybody knows about the shooting that happened on the set of a movie involving Alec Baldwin. And he recently did an interview with the so-called, it's a political guy, that George Stephanopoulos, Snuffleupagus or whatever. Of course, he's a political guy. So why would a political guy interview an actor about a tragedy that he was involved in? Always wonder about stuff like that. And Kurt Sutter over there at Sons of Anarchy, he had a post a couple of days ago, and he was not very happy. He says, and I'll tell you, so it's off of his Facebook page. Sutter Inc. is the name of his Facebook page. And it says, in case we ever have to work together, is how he starts this. I'm guessing this is to Alec Baldwin. He says, I've refrained from commenting about the Rust incident. I wasn't there. I don't know all the facts. I can't imagine the pain and remorse the cast and crew must be feeling, especially Mr. Baldwin. I agreed to talk to Mike Fleming about gun safety on set, but even that was my experience and professional opinion, not meant as judgment of any kind. But after watching just 10 minutes of that quote-unquote hard-hitting choreographed dumb show with Stephanopoulos, it's clear that Mr. Baldwin is more concerned about his own reputation and legal entanglement than he is about set safety and the victims. And because of this, I must resurrect 2007 Sutter and say, you're not the fucking Vic douchebag. And then he ends it with the hashtag safety first, and he's got a bucket, a chrome bucket with looks like a Sharpie, and it says Baldwin Tears. And of course, people commented over there, checked it out, and it's you know, finally we've got some people that are in Hollywood talking about the stupidity of Baldwin and what he did. And you know, anybody that's dealt with firearms will tell you, doesn't matter if it's fake or not fake, you know, you're holding the gun, man. You're responsible. Don't pull the trigger, you know. And he said he didn't point it at anybody, but you know, it's pointed at somebody because it went off, you know. So something happened. But even I saw earlier today, John Schneider, remember old Bo Duke? He did the same thing. He was not very happy at all. He was even, you know, cussing and ranting and raving on his YouTube channel. If y'all haven't checked it out, John Schneider has a YouTube channel. He does some pretty good videos and philosophy and stuff like that. And of course, talking about things going on in the world and everything. And he weighed in on it too. And he's even got a video. I haven't watched it yet. I saw it on the recommendations about firearm safety on set. And so I'm going to get into that and research that and find out what he's got to say about it. But, you know, because I'm always looking for, you know, people's opinion on that, especially people that have worked in that area. And because, you know, what's going to happen is that they use it. They use it as oh, we had this problem out on in, you know, the Hollywood industry, gun safety. We need more gun safety. Well, we need gun restrictions for everybody, you know. So they just use it. They just, you know, push it into somebody's just to say you can't, you know, you can't own firearms because Alec Baldwin doesn't know how to handle a firearm. That's what they're going to tell you, you know. And that's just, that's, it's always going to be that way. They're always going to use that to try to push it in. And it's really sad, you know. I had a friend of mine, he posted a meme or it was, actually it was just comments. He posted on there, he said, you know, for, if SNL really wanted to be, you know, equally funny on all sides, they'd hire Donald Trump to impersonate Alec Baldwin. I was like, is that too soon? Is that crazy or what? I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, I was distraught when I saw that happen, and I knew what was gonna, you know, not very many people had anything to say about it until more of the facts came out. Well, now the more of the facts are coming out, and you got more people coming out to say it, that he's an idiot, and that, you know, of course we all know as regular people that if we were involved in that, you know, in any way, we'd already be, you know, handcuffed in jail as regular people. So because he's, you know, famous and got lots of good lawyers, you know, he's still walking around and hasn't been booked or charged or anything. And clearly he's being investigated. It has to be. If you're not investigating him, state of New Mexico, you need to be. That's all I got to say about, you know, like Forrest Gump. That's all I got to say about that. But yeah, so again, in the trucking industry, we've got this blitz going on. They say there's some kind of safety investigation crackdown on Interstate 94 up there in Michigan and Ohio. They say Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Interstate 94. Interstate 94, I think, goes up into Wisconsin, too. I don't know why they're not checking that one out. But they said because up there in Michigan back in 2015, it was one of the largest pileups in U.S. history. And I guess it was on the Interstate 94. And they're saying they're going to do a lot of crackdown enforcement for, like, unsafe driving practices when it comes to, like, you know, what is it called? Distracted driving, you know, not paying attention, speeding, lane changes, you know, all that kind of stuff. Maybe if they would check brakes, you know, or check tire treads. You know, that might have something to do with trucks not being able to stop when the roads are bad, you know. But, you know, it's funny that they decided to do this. The weather's been pretty warm out there lately. You know, there's a snowstorm coming through. You know, you better be out there. If they're not out there, when we know, because that's what happens. They don't force any laws unless the weather's good. So, right. So yeah, let's check things out. And it looks like they changed my website. I got a different look here. It's kind of weird. It's kind of funny looking. Let's go to the phones and see what we got here. So I think this is our good old Greg. What's going on, bud?
How you doing?
Man, all right. Yeah, the thing on the website says it's got a little hand on there. It says hand. It's got like your hands raised. I thought it was kind of funny looking.
Well,
yep.
You know what? You talk about that accident up there on 94 up in Michigan. Yeah, that was a bad accident there a few years ago. I mean, there ain't, you know, there's no reason for it to start with. But I think last year, February this year down there in Texas, I said, when they had that one down there by Dallas, Fort Worth, whatever,
yeah,
I think Texas was saying, hold my beer and watch this shit.
Right. Yep. Because, I mean, a couple of those cars, they actually caught air on those.
The cars, that FedEx didn't look like he ever hit the brakes, man. He just drove right up on top of them.
You're right. Yep. You're right about that. Yeah.
There's no reason for that.
No, there isn't. And you know, the funny thing is I was, like I said earlier, really, we know that there's a bunch of idiots out here driving cars, trucks, everything. And, I mean, we know that carriers, they're doing the best they can. I mean, you know, they're probably not training very well, but they know as soon as a driver starts having accidents and starts creating some kind of path or what do they call a, you know, a consistency of not driving safe, the carrier's like, hey, you know what, get the hell out of here. But the only people that are not really running people off is the government, the enforcement. They're just not out there enforcing like they said they promised they would. They just don't get out there enough. And then they announce it, oh, we're going to be out there enforcing next week. Well, that means everybody that doesn't pay attention to their vehicles are just going to go park and wait for you to stop enforcing.
These dumbasses of ours out here in Ohio go and shut all the scales down, or most of a lot of the scales down. Then they go out, and it just last couple of weeks, they pay this ridiculous-ass amount of money and buy all these one-ton Chevy Silverado trucks, four-door trucks, one-ton dualies with utility beds on the back of them, lights all over them to haul their portable scales in, and they got, you know, the State Highway Patrol inside of them.
Oh, yeah.
Why in the hell, and I can't understand for the life of me, why in the hell they need a one-ton dually truck with a utility bed to haul scales around to do, you know, weight trucks on the side of the road. They used to haul them scales around in the back of a Crown Vic. Pennsylvania's been doing it in little minivans for years. So why in the hell do we need a one-ton dually truck? Now tell me I ain't a waste of taxpayer money. And that's a wonderful state of Ohio doing that shit. Well, as soon as that starts, every other state in the country is going to start it too.
Well, Texas, that's how, I mean, Texas, they already have, like, you know, their SUVs, or they might even have some pickup trucks. They're not one tons, but they're, you know, they were pickup trucks with camper shells on them where they were putting.
They can't make the one-ton dualies, man. They look like TA service trucks.
Yeah. See, but then what's going to happen is as soon as the weather gets bad, they're going to park them. They're not going to be out there when the weather's bad pulling them scales out and checking.
Well, you know why? Because safety, when as soon as the weather gets bad, there's safety, man. It levels right out. Nobody's not safe as soon as the weather gets bad.
Exactly. Yep. And you know, that's when it's neat.
There's only a safety problem when the weather's like 60, 70 degrees, 80 degrees out. Yeah, then there's a safety problem.
Yep. I guess the weather might supposed to get bad here next week during this time that they're supposed to be doing this. So we'll see what happens. I hope that the I hope the reporters that, you know, the stuff can see. Maybe the local people up there will see it, that it's like, you know, they said they were going to come out here and do some enforcement, and then the weather got bad, and then they went home.
I hope it snows ass deep to a giraffe.
Yeah.
I want to see these assholes out there.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it that's in the news. I mean, there ain't much going on. That's about it. We're just getting ready for the truck show. You know, that's pretty much all I've been talking about. So been telling everybody down here, I don't know about you, but I'm getting ramped.
Glad you are.
I don't know.
Well, we,
I don't know if Brandon's going to let us have a truck show this year or not.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, Omicron is going to attack.
Omicron. Yeah. Can you say a cold?
Right. Yep. All the foreigners, I don't know if you saw it. Actually, I put it on our Twitter. So last week during one of the press conferences, the lady there, what's her name? Psaki. She actually said that there were several countries that were banned, the travel ban. Most of those countries had tons of cases of COVID. Like, really, they were bad. And that wasn't true. In fact, that variant that they're trying to stop, there's only been two cases in that entire area, and it's in, like, only one country or two countries. And they've got, like, seven or eight on the list. And so this African reporter that's sitting at the White House, he's like a White House correspondent for Africa News or whatever. He's like, why would you say something like that? That's not right. That's false. And they're like, oh, well, I've answered your question, and we're going to move on. And he's like, but it's wrong. Why are you saying that? And so oh, Jesse Waters brought him on Fox News, and he says, of course, he's, you know, from Africa. He goes, oh, sir, I thank you for bringing me on Fox News. All this time I thought Fox News hated me. I thought they were racist, but you guys are very fair. It's like, well, yeah, duh. Who told you they were racist? And it was like, and yeah, it was funny because, they were just flat out lying. COVID in Africa, and they shut down countries, you know, and it's not that bad, you know. It's done. We're done with this.
It's about nothing.
Yep, but it's done, man. We're done with it. It's done. You know, we went riding this morning. We had a great time doing our little Toys for Tots run this morning, and that was a lot of fun. Everybody had a great time. Nobody was stressed out. Nobody was trying to, you know, cover their faces or anything like that. So.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, the weather was down here. It got up to the 80s today, man. It was hot today. You know, everybody wore
sleeves. It was hot down there last week.
Yeah, it was kind of chilly. It got down to 30s up there.
It was nice. It was a lot better down there than it was up here. But I was out in Arlington, Wednesday.
It was in the 30s?
Yeah, I went to Arlington. I went out to Arlington, Texas, and delivered out there Wednesday, and then reloaded and come back here, and I couldn't unload till tomorrow morning, so up here in Cleveland.
Yeah.
So, get another one of them quick ones out back.
Yep, cool. Yeah, see, where am I at? Right here. You know, what they keep telling us is they don't like it when I'm playing music. They say the copyright is bad. So I've just been firing up our old theme song. And that seems to be getting everybody's attention. So, everybody, make sure that you check out redneckandeyes.com. And don't forget to check out one of our sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. DPF Regeneration is one of those guys. They got all the particulate filters, and you can overnight your particulate filter out there to them, and they'll clean it, and they'll send it back. They keep the stuff clean. You check them out at dpfregeneration.com. We appreciate their support out there. And just hang tight with us. And this is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Redneck and Eyes. Playing on the radio there, that's our good friend Dave Ford. We're so excited that he's a good friend of ours. We're hoping to see him at the show in Louisville. I tell you what, he's always fun to hang out. And, he's got some great songs. He said he got a new song. I'm trying to get a copy of it. We're going to try to get that out here. Let everybody hear it. And a lot of fun. A lot of fun hanging out with him. Be sure to everybody check out one of our sponsors. That's Trucker Tools, Trucker Tools app. Those guys there, they've got that Trucker all-in-one app. You can put the brake, back brake, and all that kind of stuff. You can get parking spots and cool top paint buildings, all that stuff in the trucking industry. So go to your app store, download the app, we're just talking about stuff out there on the highway where we were getting, there was going to be an enforcement, and this is kind of one of those fair weather things where they were enforcing stuff with, you know, fair weather things going on, and they didn't like it where there's a lot of truck pileups where it's always like that, you know. Greg was just talking about there was pileups there in Arlington just this last winter in February. And, you know, it seems to happen all over the country. So, you know, why Interstate 94? Don't really know why that is. I guess they decide they're going to, you know, get out there while the weather's still good. But yeah, Greg. So, man, I tell you what. The enforcement issue, we always thought, you know, hey, if you're going to do it all the time. I don't know why you got to be just deciding you're going to do it whenever you feel like doing it, and you're going to announce it to everybody. We just don't understand it.
Well, that don't make any sense to me. Why do they have to run blitzes and call them out, well, we're going to do a 72-hour blitz, or we're going to do this blitz at this month and that month? Bullshit. Do your job. You get paid to go out there every day and
every day.
Do your job.
Yeah.
You know, they're you know, if they're out there and they're on duty and they're out there in them cars, they should be stopping it. If they stop, they should get a DOT check. All they're doing is paying these assholes to go out there and sit in the middle or sit in the scale house. I mean, look at them. You see them all the time. I do, sitting in the middle when the car is sitting there watching traffic go by. Why ain't you got a car if the truck stopped? You know, you're getting paid. They're getting paid by the hour to sit there in that damn car and burn gas and stay warm or stay cool or whatever. You're not getting paid to do that. You're getting paid for safety, to safety check these trucks.
Yep.
Look, do I want to be DOT checked? Well, not in particular. Do I care? Not really. I don't give a damn. If you want to do it. Knock yourself out. But, you know, I'm getting tired of listening to them. That, well, you know, we're going to do it. Well, you know, June Safety Week's coming up. Hell, horse shit. Do your job.
Yep. Yeah, I always and, you know, the funny thing is like you're saying, I don't really like it because it slows me down. I'm trying to do my job. But part of my job is to make sure that the vehicle's running. And a lot of these carriers that owner-operators are leased to, they tell the owner-operator, if you get a clean inspection, then we'll give you $20 or we'll give you $50 or whatever if you get a clean. So it's like, hey, if you're going to inspect me, go right ahead. I ain't got no problem. You know, come out here, inspect us. But they don't. They just, like you said, they sit there in the middle. So
not the last company we worked for before that, me and Tiffin, we were driving team. They gave us $250 for a clean inspection. If we got a I tell you what, we went out, we looked for them. I drive right through the middle of them. $250, I keep your equipment up the best you can, drive right up in the middle of them. Here I am, and hope they stop you.
Most company drivers, that's a week's paycheck to a company driver. But, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, we got the, we do, I mean, Redneckanize, you know, we got the truck show coming up and everything like that, and I want to remind everybody one more sponsor we got, and that's LTR Transportation. LTR Transportation, a trucking company out of Denver, Colorado. They a great bunch of folks out there. They reached out to us saying they were looking to support a group like ours, and we were like, yeah, come on, let's have a lot of fun. So it's a great outfit. They got a cool looking logo and some great trucks. They got a lot of new trucks. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. And there's just a great bunch of folks out there supporting Redneckanize. We are very thrilled. Can't be too happy, or can't, I don't know how do you say that? I'm ecstatic, but you know, it's kind of like you can't be happy enough. That's what it is. So those guys out there at LTR Transportation, like I said, ltrtransportation.com. So there was a deal. Let's see what happened here. Wilson Logistics Western Operations acquired by nation's biggest furniture retailer. Oh, this is Ashley Furniture. But I've never heard of Wilson Logistics. Oh, Wilson, you know Wilson, Greg? Does that ring a bell? No?
Wilson, if I'm not mistaken, they're an old company, ain't they?
Yeah, they've been around a while. My thing just messed up. But the deal messed up. It's kicking me out. Anyway,
I don't know. It's been breaking up. And when you was on there, the music was louder than you was talking. We couldn't understand nothing. When you come back home, we couldn't hardly understand anything you said.
What do you call that? That's the only the only time it does that is when I'm playing the music through the Blog Talk, because that's hard to control the volume on that side over there, because the volume, you know, it's got a dial where you can move it up and down, but it only moves like it goes from 0% to 25% to 50% to 75%, and I'm like, what about like 30? I can't do that. But yeah, I can't get to this article because it's being jerky on this. But anyway, Wilson, it's that it looks like Jim Palmer, old truck, but it's that black truck with the gold eagle with the W going through it, it looks like they got bought out by Ashley Furniture.
Huh. Wow.
Yep. So that's. Says acquired.
Yeah, strong survive, I guess.
Yep. But it's one of those things, too, what we see a lot, too. I don't know if you notice it or not. I think, you know, we might see this more and more. We saw it here back, you know, in the last 10 years. What we see is these companies, they're not necessarily in bad shape financially. It's just the people that founded the company, they don't have any, you know, descendants to leave it to, so they just close up shop. They're just done. I'm done with it.
I wish one of them to buy me up.
Yeah, right. You know.
That way you been coming buy me up. I'm tired.
Yeah. But that's what those guys do. We saw what do you call MS Carrier? They weren't really in financial help. They just the guy that owned it, he was done, and he just gave it up. You know, the rumor was he was getting a divorce and he needed to liquidate assets. I don't know if that was true or not, but you see these bigger companies, they're merging with each other just because they're just done.
Well, MS Carriers, you know, I don't know. MS Carriers, they used to pick on them like J.B. Hunt, you know.
Oh yeah, you know. Well, that's what they're all.
Snyder, they all took their turn. MS Carrier or J.P. Hunt got it, and Snyder, you know, and them two was probably glad when Warner and all them, you know, I mean, they when they started picking on somebody else, because J.P. Hunt got it for years, you know.
Right.
But I don't know. They're all the same. I mean. Yeah, face it. There ain't one company out there any better than the other one at this point. You know, it's just, you know, put them all in a bag and shake them. I don't want to hear that. Well, this company, my company pays this, and my company takes care of me. Okay. Well, go tell me that, and you know, in a year from now, if you're still working for them, okay. But there's such a turnover out here anymore. It's unbelievable.
Exactly. You're right. You're right about that. Yep. So, there we go. That's the way it is. You know, not only is it hard to find truck drivers, it's hard to find a good carrier. You know, the carriers say they can't find drivers. Well, drivers can't find good carriers. That's what's hard to find.
They're saying that you're talking about the driver shortage and all this crap, you know, and how bad it is out here anymore. But yet, every time you turn around, they're wanting to screw with the drivers, you know.
Yep.
More and more regulations, just like the DOT up or what they're carrying on now for.
Yep.
You know, where was that 2 years ago when this pandemic was all hitting the high road and everything? Oh, you never seen them, man. They wasn't messing with nobody then.
Exactly.
Because they were afraid of getting a fake virus.
Yep, that's right.
We were expected to work, but the DOT and them didn't have to. Why was that?
Man, something else. Well, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
we're gonna jump out here and take a quick break and come right back. But we're gonna talk about, don't forget, like I said, we're here live every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 516-387-1733. Be sure to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. And check out our great sponsor, DPF Regeneration. You can check them out, dpfregeneration.com. Those are the great people that clean the filters, and they got the parts and all the good stuff. So there's a bunch of good folks here at Redneck and Eyes Radio.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010, or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple. DPF Regeneration.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you've got a Redneck and Eyes.
Everybody, hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. You can call in at 516-387-1733. We're just trucking along here. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. We're on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and we appreciate everybody watching on that. If you want to get part of the conversation, just call in at 516-387-1733. And don't forget, we're at the truck show. We're in booth 74108. At the truck show here at Mid-America Trucking Show, Louisville, Kentucky, on March 24th through the 26th. So be sure to go online. You can go to truckingshow.com and register for free. And that's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited about that, and hope everybody can keep doing that. So what we do here at Redneck and Eyes is we keep up with what's going on, not only in the real world, but also in the world of Yellowstone. And there's new episodes coming out now. The season just came out, and it's been a lot of fun. We're really excited about it. And I don't know, I'm kind of excited to see how things go. I'm hoping maybe that maybe there's some family squirrels, but I don't know if there's going to be or not. I don't know. What do you think, Greg? You think the Attorney General there, Jamie, is going to fight back with Beth? Are they going to make up or what? Oh, where'd he go? But anyway, that was one of the things I thought was really concerning, was that I was talking to some people about that. And of course, you know, Jamie, the lawyer brother, is not getting along with Beth. Well, Beth just hates his guts because of what he did when he was But are they going to, you know, are they going to make up? Or will she finally say?
I don't think
so. No, she's, I don't think she's going to
have. I think if Beth had her way about it, he'd already be at the train station.
Yeah, you're right about that.
She can't stand him.
Yeah, but you know what's so funny to me? So I'm not real sure. I mean, I know Rip knows she can't have kids, but does he know why? Does he know that Jamie did that? Because that was his kid.
Because they were
both teenagers at the time, and that's the only guy that she was with, you know, in there when she was there. But so I talked to a few relatives and a lot of fans of the show and everything like that. And they were like, you know what? She needs to let it go because she told him, don't tell Dad and get this done. And, you know, all that. Yeah. So it's kind of like, yeah, he went out there and to that place that where you weren't going to get told on. And that was their deal. That's what they said. And they said, hey, if you're going to do this here, this is our rules. And he said, okay. So by you doing that, you know, I mean, if you would have told Dad would it seems like, yeah, Dad would have been pissed, but he might have, you know, he might have spanked your bottom or, you know, whatever. But it's one of those things you never see that. Every time I watch a reality show these days, you always see that there was a daughter or son that had a kid, you know, in their teens, and it was like like they didn't expect it. So I think reality, the world is okay. I mean, it's like we know this happens. You know, I don't know how mad you can get at that, but apparently they thought that that Dad was going to get pissed, and she didn't want to tell nobody. And you know, she hates him. And man, I'll tell you what.
Where did John even find out about it yet? Does he even know about it? I haven't seen where anything ever said where he even knows about it.
No, he knows because he got pissed. I don't, you remember that, but I mean, he was fixing to kick Jamie's butt because, he knows what Jamie did. He knows.
Yeah,
he knows. And what I don't know is I don't know if Rip knows. I know Rip knows that Beth can't have kids. But the other thing, too, is does Casey know? Because he doesn't know. Casey doesn't know. And Casey, you see Casey this last episode, Casey went over there to see his brother. And they were like, you know, I love you, brother. I love you, too, brother. Right. You know, I miss you. So it's one of those things where, you know, does Casey, because Casey pretty much, I think Casey's probably the only one that feels close to Jamie. That would change. That might change if he found out that's what happened. Of course, nobody's. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's heard Jamie's side, really. Hey, she told me not to tell anybody, but I went to the place that we weren't going to get told because I told them who we were, and I said don't tell nobody, and they're like, well, we got a rule, but nobody knows that's what they said. So, you know, like I said, it's a can of worms. It's bad, But yeah, you know, I see the Duttons teaming up with the folks over there at the reservation quicker than I see Jamie teaming up with Beth.
Yeah. Man, I ain't no lie.
That the guy that plays the chief, his name is Gil Birmingham, the actor. He was born in San Antonio. He grew up in California. I mean, he's a good guy. He's played a lot of Native American stuff throughout the past. A lot of people that know Native American roles and all that. He played one of the guys in the Twilight movies, and that's always been a big deal. And when they celebrated in November, they always celebrate Native American heritage and all that culture and everything because of Thanksgiving and everything. And they did a little deal about him on Facebook. I thought that was pretty cool. He's a good actor. He's been in a lot of cool stuff. If you guys haven't seen a movie called Hell or High Water, he's in that too with Jeff Bridges, and that's a good movie. That's the one, if anybody has heard it on the radio, they play it on the radio as kind of a skit where the waitress comes out and she says, what don't you want? And they're like, what? And she's like, what don't you want? And like, what do you mean? He's like, well, We got steak and we got chicken. So what don't you want?
Yeah, what don't you want?
Yep. But yeah, that's, I mean, I'm excited about the new episode coming out. I guess it's coming out here in a little bit. And we're, we keep rolling with that. Like I said, I'm trying to finish up on Sons of Anarchy and, there's a bunch of other shows coming out. There's Mayor of Kingstown. If anybody hasn't seen that yet, that's part of the whole genre of, Taylor Sheridan and, you know, Kurt Sutter's, I guess, brainchilds. A lot of these people that are making these shows, they started with Sons of Anarchy. That's one of the first shows that these like just rough and tumble, really raunchy action dramas where there's probably more gore and just, you know, like I said, who's the sick son of a bitch that thought of this crap? But, wow. But that Mayor of Kingstown, it's pretty good. I like that show. It's a good show. And you know, out there on the road, that's pretty much all you get stuck somewhere waiting. A lot of times try to get caught up on some culture out there with TV shows. That's what I do.
Yeah, God knows I get enough time sitting around to do that.
Yep, exactly right. Yep, yep.
I swear, I think I sit more than I work.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Well, I tell everybody all the time when I take a long time off work, doing something, you know, you got family, we got some events going on or whatever. I tell everybody I got to go back to work so I can get some sleep.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I tell you what, I think that's about it. What do you think?
Nah.
I think we got about two or three episodes in the can where I can send it to the editor and cut them up and we'll get them uploaded to YouTube next week or next month or whatever. But, yep.
I just sent Rob a message here a minute ago and I said, hey, what is this, turning into the Greg and Ed show?
I was thinking about it because I was looking at how can I do – I've got three different cameras on me right now recording so I can put it on YouTube. And I'm like, well, how can I do Facebook Live and YouTube Live and have multiple cameras? So I started looking at all that, and you know, probably what we should be doing is just like, well, if Robbie can get in on it, of course we don't know if he will or not, but nope, that was just closed. I don't know why that did that. But anyway, so it's kind of like, well, you know what we ought to do is just get on Zoom and then just do some videos between ourselves and record that and put it on YouTube because that's pretty much everybody else is like, you know.
Right.
You know, a lot of other people do that.
Get on TikTok, you'd have all kind of assholes watching it.
Hey, we could do that too. You know, I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I should try to do more TikTok. I guess because I just don't know the technology of it to be able to get
It's only what is it, a 30-second deal or something like that?
But you know what? I'm always coming up with things like that because like what I see, just like the fair weather of enforcement. You know what we start seeing now is we start seeing those damn Democrats and those leftists. You know, they care so much about democracy, except when it comes down to what the stuff they don't like, you know, and it's always like, you know, politicians in general only like democracy when they win elections. When they lose elections, democracy is not good, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I'm, you know, I can't hardly stand it. I can't wait to see how this year turns out in November. Because I just don't know what's going to happen. If they try this cheating shit again in November at these primary, you know, at the midterms, I don't know what's going to come out of it.
So that's another cool thing is what's going on up there in Ohio. You guys got a Senate race coming up, and you guys got a Republican primary because you've got some people trying to outdo each other on the Republican side because you got that guy, what's his name, Vance, the guy that wrote that book. he's sure. running, and a couple other people. But there's a lot of people on. I watch the Blaze a lot, and they're not too thrilled with that Vance guy. He's kind of like one of those guys where, of course, he's he grew up poor and he's served in the Marines, but he also went to Yale, so you kind of got to be careful,
Yeah, I think he falls in about the same line as Mike DeWine.
Okay.
They need to get rid of that ass. So that Rhino man, he's the best friend the Democrats ever had. He's Republican, but he goes right along with the damn Democrats. As far as I'm concerned, he can take a friend. Yeah, never mind. But I don't think DeWine will get back in there. He's Republican, but I don't think he'll be reelected because nobody likes him because of the way he did everything over this COVID. He's all right in line with the Democrats, and he's followed them. Everything that they've done, he's went right along with it, And I don't know. Jim Jordan is one I like up here, man. I tell you what. But I don't know. I don't know what Ohio's going to do, but I know they better do something.
Right. So one thing came out here this past week. There was a vote. I think it was either right before, or it might have been earlier this week. So right after Thanksgiving, they had a vote. I'm thinking that's what it was. I can't remember exactly when the vote was. But there was a COVID vaccination relief effort. And what it did was it made the federal government, it authorized the federal government to create a vaccination database to where you now, whoever gets you can vaccinated, you can put it into a database. And that way, when you have to go somewhere to an event or anything, they can look it up and find out if you have been vaccinated. And they said 90. Was it 90? Yeah, 90 Republicans, I think, is what they said, voted for it. So I looked it up, and my congressman did not vote for it. Cloud down here in Texas is my congressman. He didn't vote for it. I didn't. But who did vote for it was that Dan Crenshaw out of Houston. That one. And he did vote for it. And what it is,
I can't do that.
I know. Well, that's what I can't figure out either. So I found about it. I found out about it on Blaze, and the guy that's on there is Jason Buttrell. He's on Twitter a lot, and he's always one of those guys. He's a great guy because he gets mad at Republicans even more than he gets mad at Democrats. Because it's one of those things. How can you get mad at a Democrat? You know exactly what they're going to do. the people you need to get mad at are the people that say they're Republican and they do exactly opposite of what they say.
Exactly.
But I encourage everybody to look it up to find out if your congressman voted for this. They say 90 Republicans did, and Dan Crenshaw was one of them. And basically, it's just a money thing. It authorized spending of money, like $100 million, and it creates a vaccination database. And it's one of those things where it's like, so this database is okay, but gun databases, the way Jason Buttrell says it is like, okay, all the databases, they all get used against you in one way or the other, or they sell your information is what they do. They gather all your information and they sell it, or they use it to know, it's kind of like they know who you vote for because, it's kind of like one of those things. We know who's out there voting Democrat. It's people wearing masks.
If they can put an end to all this, everybody has got this hang up. They don't give a damn what they're doing to them personally.
Right.
It's like, we don't care. Whatever we got to do just so we can go to a football game, or whatever we got to do just so we can go to NASCAR, or go to a sporting event, or go out to eat. You know what?
Yep.
Just boycott all that shit. Just don't go. Just don't go. You got to be mandated. You got to be vaccinated, or you got to be a test. Don't go. Just don't go. When you start getting these assholes in their pocket, and they start losing money, they'll quit it.
Yep. But that's the thing is that I don't know if the one industry that I saw that a lot of people had to get vaccinated was the cruise, going on a cruise. You had to get vaccinated. And I don't know if they changed their mind on that, but a lot of people were just, they did, if you don't want to get vaccinated, if you want to go on a cruise, you got to get vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you can't go on a cruise. Well, you know, I hope that people do the right thing and don't do it because, just, you know, right. Have a reason, you know. So it's one of those things. So I don't, you know, I see it as,
I don't know. We're in serious trouble. I know that.
Well, the problem is education that people don't understand. Natural immunity. They're coming out now with this new thing in Africa. The scientists in Africa are saying the people with natural immunity are actually doing better than everybody. You know, if you had natural immunity, you are like 400% better protected than if you took a vaccine. So, and people just don't, they're not saying that. The government, our government here is not saying that. They're saying, get vaccinated. Well, you know, so I don't know.
I don't know. I pissed them off. I'm down there. I walked up, gave them my bills the other day when I got to where I delivered. They told me, a woman said, "You got a mask?" I said,
Nope.
She said, "You don't have a mask." I said, "No." She said, "Well, there's some right there on the table. Take one." I said, "No, I don't think so." She said, "Why? That's what they're here for. You got to have a mask. Come in here." I said, "So you want me to reach over there and touch that pile of masks, loose masks, and paper masks? You want me to take one off of that stack right there? Now, if I don't have it, somebody else that touched them might have had it. Now I do have it." I said, "Is that what you're telling me?"
Yeah.
I said, "No, I'm not doing that." She said, "Well, if you don't have a mask, you can't come in here." I said, "Well, I tell you what. I said, I'm going to go out." I said, "Tell me what door you want me in." I said, the bills will be in the back of the trailer. I said, "I'll put the bills in the back of the trailer." I said, "When you get me empty," I said, "you sign the bills, put them in the back of the trailer. I'll pull out, take my bills, and we're good." "Oh, no, it don't work like that." I said, "It works like that for me. If you want your shit, you'll take it out of there. That's the way it's going to be because I'm not wearing your mask. I'm done with all that."
Yep.
Oh, crazy. I figured that'd be a shit show with the company, but they didn't say nothing. I figured for sure they'd call the company raising hell, and I was hoping they would because they would tell me, "Oh, that's the way it is. You know, I'm done with all this mess. I'm not dealing with it."
Yep. 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 So I go to the gym here regularly, and they have recommend. They don't require it, but they say, "Please, if please, we recommend to wear a mask." But then what they also do is they also make sure, you know how, you know, they tell you wipe down the equipment and all that. Well, they actually give everybody like a big bottle of the solution that is supposed to sanitize everything, and they want people to go around and spray everything down and everything like that.
Bullshit.
And I'm like, "No, well, that's the thing."
Job.
Well, that's that. Well, I'm done with it too. What I do is I go in there and they have the little wet ones and towels, so it's sitting there in the middle of the whole gym. So when I'm done, I walk over there, I grab a little wet one, I wipe it down, and then I take a towel and I dry everything off, just like I did before. That's what we did before.
Right.
It's like, the only thing that I'm wiping down is the stuff that I got sweaty, that I got messy. Okay, if I touched it, I don't care that I touched it. I only care if I got it sweaty. That's the only thing I care about. So that was all I was doing. And nobody cares. Nobody's telling you, "Hey, you're not doing that." Nobody cares. It's just that they have it out there, so people keep using it. You know, it's like, just stop it. Stop wasting money on that crap, you know. But here's the funny thing. I thought that was funny today. So this morning, before our Toys for Tots ride, we all met down at the Golden Corral. We said, "Well, there's not going to be much time between people getting up and getting going and then meeting over there for the ride. So we're going to meet at Golden Corral because that way you can get in, get a little something, and, you know, have coffee, juice, you know, and get whatever you want quick, and then, you know, it's quicker." Well, the funny thing is Golden Corral. So Golden Corral, you know, it's one of those, it's a buffet. Well, what they've got is at their little stations, when you grab a plate, is they've got a little dispenser where you can get those little plastic gloves. Those, you know, they're like made of like Saran wrap or whatever, and they're like those loose fitting gloves that they wear, like the lunch lady gloves, where you can put those on. And when you go pick up utensils to serve your food, to put your food on the plate, you're not touching any of those utensils. You can just use those gloves. And so the funniest thing was, is that some of the ladies I saw, they would use those gloves, take them off, put them on the table, and then want to put them back on when they go get another plate. And I'm like, what are you doing? So you're not doing anything. It's like you would have been better if just touching the things. And I mean, come on, you know, golly.
Right.
Pain in the butt. I'm like, I'm done with it, man. You know? And then the funny thing is that when, you know, they don't want to touch the utensils, but yet they're okay with the kids running up there and breathing on everything underneath the sneeze guards or, you know, people leaning over, they lean over and they lean in, and it's like, dude, don't breathe on it. I don't want you breathing on my food. It's okay if you touch the utensil, but don't be breathing on the food. But they still do that. Nobody cares.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
You know, and it's just like us out there,
Ed. I mean, when you go in to deliver somebody, you drop your bills off, they take the bills out of your hand. Okay?
Yep.
They take the bills out of your hand, they sign your bills, and they hand them back to you.
Yep.
They're always worried about you breathing on something or touching something. Well, how many times do they think that paperwork gets touched? They're touching it, you're touching it, you ain't sanitized, they ain't sanitizing every time they touch something.
Right. Yep.
You're still getting it. What makes the difference? It don't make any sense. I don't know. It's all political. That's all it is. It's all politics.
It is. Well, you know, it was Donald Trump said we got to get rid of it, and they're like, no.
Yeah.
You know. Oh man.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know where it is. I don't know if there's. I seen something this morning or sometime that they said that they're Oregon, I think it is trying to get that mandate to where it's permanent.
Oh yeah. Mhm. Yep. Well, everything they want permanent. They want everything permanent. They want the power of the governor to be able to just put in restrictions like that. They want it permanent. According to what I heard, you know, on the news for the conservative news that I listen to, that the state of Washington closed down their polls. Like, everything's done by mail. They don't do anything in person anymore. Any voting is all done through the mail now. That's what they want. They don't want any in-person polling at all, ever, again. So when you want to cheat on elections, go to Washington. You know, fill out them mail-in ballots. Do all you want, because that's
BS.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, it's BS. That's why they're not requiring no vaccines and stuff for them people coming up across the border. You know, they're letting them. That's why they're trying to get as many of them in here as they can, because they're trying to get away from voter ID, because they know that if he lets all them people in. Well, they're all going to vote Democrat. They're all going to vote for him, and we can't win. And that's they've got to stop it. Somehow they got to stop it. So, I don't know. I don't know. It ain't good.
Well, Robbie still ain't ever called in, so I think.
Yeah, he just sent me a message and said he was getting ready to leave tomorrow. He's just now getting ready to leave. He's been home for almost a month, I think.
Isn't that something?
Yep. Yeah, he just sent me a message. Said, getting ready to leave tomorrow. I sent him a message. I said, what, is this turning into the Greg and Ed show? He said, getting ready to leave tomorrow morning. And he said, have you called in? Wait a minute.
Well, good deal.
I don't know. He I'm sending one guy. I'm on the show now. Asshole.
Well,
oh well. Maybe he'll call in here in a minute. I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah, I told him. I said I'm on the show now. He gave me a thumbs up. So I don't know. He may be calling in. Who knows? Hell, I haven't heard from him. Hell, I ain't heard from him in probably a couple, 3 weeks. Because I know last week I left, well, this past week I left on Tuesday. Yeah, I loaded Tuesday. Tuesday night up here in Cleveland, I delivered Arlington Wednesday night at 7:30. And then the time they got me out of there was like 10:30 or something like that. I unloaded and they reloaded empties on me and I come right back to Cleveland. And they tried to give me an appointment for Friday night late and they wasn't working on third shift. So they said they couldn't get an appointment till Monday morning, 8 o'clock. So that's, I'm waiting. I got to be up in Cleveland tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock and unload. And I don't know what I'm going to do from there, but if they ain't got something to unload, I'm coming back to the house. 100 miles. Hmm. I ain't sitting in Cleveland. There ain't nowhere to set up there anyhow.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It is what it is.
It is what it is. I was seeing.
Oh. Yeah, I was over today. I went over, I had to help my dad put cab mount in his truck. He had a cab mount that was slapping and banging around, so we tore it, cut it apart, put a cab mount in it. And I blowed the hose the other day down there in Kentucky on the way down to Texas. I blowed the hose on the, going from the manifold, the intake manifold to the compressor. I blowed it wide open down there, right there above Louisville. So I had to get out and fix that. I plugged it off, and I couldn't find no place open or nothing to get a piece of hose. So I got to West Memphis. And I run it on to West Memphis, got up next door. Well, I didn't get up next morning. I was already up because I had to go. I drove straight through, but I stopped in West Memphis, checked with Petro. Petro didn't have a piece of three-quarter heater hose nowhere in the place, they said. Lowe's didn't have none. Speedco didn't have none. I said, you know what the hell with you people? I went out to Earl.
New at 10, a deadly crack.
Now, go ahead. No, keep going. I'm sorry.
Oh, I went out and stopped at Earl, Arkansas, out there at the TA out there, and the guy said, oh, yeah, I got it. How much you need? I said, 3 foot. I said, I need about 18 inches, but now I got a spare. So I got a piece there and fixed that and went on out. But, yeah, it was just, it was crazy all the way out and back.
Hmm.
You know, did some more of that outlaw shit. Not that I like doing it, but I did it.
Yeah. Yep. Everybody wants to be an outlaw trucker until outlaw trucker shit's got to be done.
Yep. Yep. But I don't know.
Yeah, who do we got here? By golly, by the time you called in.
Oh, yeah, I've been busy the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanksgiving and racing and doing stuff around the house all week. I'm going to leave out tomorrow morning.
Yep. How'd the racing go? What'd you do?
We Wednesday night was an okay night. It was practice night, but had an oil leak, got that fixed. Friday night, won our heat race, and then they had some holes in the track, and he was trying to avoid them all race, and about two to go, and he hit it, and the distributor came out of time, and so we didn't finish the race. And then Saturday night, we got caught up in a wreck. So it was the last race of the year, the last race at that track, because they're closing it up. But it is what it is.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, I was about ready to get a hold of his wife, man, so I could see where he sent flowers. I thought he died. I hadn't talked to him in 2 or 3 weeks.
So, yeah, Robbie, we were talking about, so they're doing a blitz up there in Michigan, and in, so they say there's going to be an I-94 safety blitz this week, where they're doing a crackdown on Interstate 94, where they're going to check for distracted driving, lane changing, speeding, all that kind of stuff, because they're trying to eliminate crashes because of the big pileups they keep having in the wintertime. And so Greg brought it up that, you know, come February, they're going to have to do the same thing in Dallas, because they'll start piling up in Dallas, too, if it starts snowing. So I guess it's we've already said that if the weather gets bad, they're not going to be out there checking nobody.
No, safety, man. Everything gets real safe if the snow starts flying.
Yep.
The state troopers, they're not going to get out when it's 20 degrees or 15 degrees and down in
right.
the single digits and get out and do an inspection blitz.
That's what I said. Everybody will be safe and everything will get safe when it starts snowing and blowing and cold out.
No,
I don't know how anybody could speed anyhow. 90% of the country's 90% of the roads right now is under construction. How in the hell can you speed?
I think they've lost their marbles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, yep. You know, Michigan is one of the states that you really don't want to speed in anyways to begin with. Because
yep.
there are all, the state troopers are all over the place. It don't matter if it's 94 or going up 75 and, you know, state highways, whatever. It's not going to solve anything.
They do want speed up there anyhow. They're driving in a cornfield.
I don't drive that fast in Michigan just because the roads are too damn rough.
Great. Oh, start trying to speed up there, you end up beating the shit out of the bottom of your truck.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff falling out of your cabinets and
well, that's just a Kenworth thing.
You'd fall out.
Did I say that out loud?
Oh, man.
That's just something. Greg's his blood pressure is starting to go up again.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I just said that was a Kenworth thing. That's all I said.
No.
That I forgot. Cool. I forgot I said that out loud.
Oh. I didn't do much to the truck this trip home.
No?
Didn't have to.
Hell, you didn't do nothing. All you did was come out here and went right back home.
That's what I'm going to do again. I'm going back out to Eddystone again.
Are you?
Yep.
We'll start calling you a Jersey boy.
Nope. I ain't going across that bridge again.
Goes out to Eddystone, which is the pier out there in Philadelphia, Ed, right?
Yep, yep.
So he goes out there, and they wouldn't unload him that day, so they told him to come back the next day or whatever. So what does he do? Instead of finding somewhere to go, no, he goes across over into Jersey to go over there to the truck stop over in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go into Jersey first. You'd have been better off go to Delaware and see if you could park down in Biden's house to go over there.
Yeah. I won't do that again. That was like $42 to go across that bridge.
Yep.
That's insane.
Shit. Now get there. Go across that GW.
Oh, I won't go across that GW. I never have. I heard too many rumors on that one.
Go up there across that GW. That'll give you the what for. You have to refinance your truck, man, pay that toll.
Yeah.
Yeah, that goes along with the same guys that take the PA turnpike all the way across. What's that up to now?
Hmm.
Do we even know? It was up over 200 last time I heard. If you're in Philadelphia and you got to go to Cleveland, take the PA turnpike all the way up. It was over $200.
Oh, yeah, that's expensive.
Yeah.
Yep, that's an expensive trip up through there when you go across that PA turnpike all the way across.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yep, they love it. They love taking your money.
Yep.
I'll go down to I-68 and across and then back up.
Yeah, right. Yep, yep.
The only freeway that I know of in and out of Jersey is 95.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, I always thought it was funny that the question I'd like to ask officials, like these state officials, I don't know where they come up with some of their stuff, but it's like, okay, so if it's so important to have the PA Turnpike going in and out of Philadelphia over going up that way through the southern side, why, how come Interstate 80 is free?
Well, they tried that. They tried getting toll put on Interstate 80, but from what I understand, they was told if they put toll on 80, they have to open 76 back up free, because they got to have, now I don't know how true it is, but they said that for years that they got it. There has to be one free limited east-west route and one free limited north-south route in the state. So if that's the case, that's why they got, you know, the Northeast Extension is toll and 79 is free. 80 is free and 76 is toll.
Yeah.
So if they make 80 toll and 79 toll, they have to free up 76 and the Northeast Extension. And well, for some ungodly reason, they figured they get more traffic on 76 down there on the bottom side than they do, you know, than they do, or 70 or whatever, than they do 80. That's why they've got it the way it is. They've been fighting that battle for years.
Wow.
The only highway that's tolled that's going north and south is 476 out of Pittsburgh up to 80. But you get 79 and 81. Those are interstates. Those are free.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
Yeah, 80's pretty good. It's you know, that's a lot of traffic going through Scranton, all that. Nice Petro in Scranton. Used to be, anyway.
Yeah, it used to was. A lot of these bigger chains are starting to turn into.
Oh yeah.
Not worth going to, you know. The old,
yeah.
Back in the day, they were decent truck stops. Now they're crap holes.
There's a lot of truck stops down here in South Texas. They don't even have microwaves. They even took the microwaves out. So if you have your own food, you can't pop in and heat it up. You know.
Right.
So they either buy our food or starve.
You know, Pat Terranova that was down there at the show here a few years back. You know who I'm talking about, Ed?
Yes, yes.
Remember Pat? He put a thing on Facebook a minute ago, or here about 6 hours ago now. It says, the new variant, Omicron, shuffle the letters and you get moronic. Think about that.
Yep, that's it right there, moronic. Yep, the moronic variant.
Shuffle the letters around an Omicron, you get moronic. Think about that.
Hey, that moron virus, that's a pandemic right there. People are dying over being a moron right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell you what, that ain't no joke. Yep. Man, I tell you what, there has been a lot of slow stuff happening in the news. There's not anything really going on. Like I said, they announced that they're doing that blitz up there, and then me and Greg brought it up a little bit ago that Wilson Logistics got bought out by Ashley Furniture, and I thought that was funny. But other than that, I mean, man, I tell you what. Went riding this morning. I'm kind of tired. That was a lot of riding we did. And, of course, you know, that's the worst thing. You know, we as soon as we got parked, we got done, everybody's getting off their bikes, you know, and everything. And we did. It was kind of like a 30, 40 minutes at 5 miles an hour, because there was like 1,000 motorcycles going down this traffic. And they had, of course, police escort and everything. But I was laughing because I said, you know, the one thing that Harleys don't like to do is idle for like 35 minutes straight at 5 miles an hour. And that's what we did.
See, I don't like riding around like that in heat when it's real hot out. I don't like riding on a bike like that, because them air cool bikes, they don't like that shit, man. They get hot too quick.
Man, I tell you what, everybody said it, man. They said my legs are burning up. Because that's the first thing that heats up is your legs. We ran in the corner, got down by the water, and we had a little breeze, and it helped out a little bit. But yeah, it gets hot.
Especially hard on a bike.
Yep, especially when them little 5-year-old kids are sitting there jumping up and down, and you love it because them kids are jumping up and down. So every time I see one of them little kids jumping up and down, like they love seeing them motorcycles. So as soon as I see that, I just and then I've got straight pipes, so that sucker just pop 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 pop.
my old neighbor, the one that moved back to North Carolina, had a neighbor that were there when I moved in here. I've been in my house for 18 years, and she rode her bike every day to work. It was about a 6-mile ride. She said, as long as I hit all the green lights, I was fine. Until I stopped it, especially during the summer here, she would just cook. As long as she was moving, she was fine.
Yep, that's it. That's it. The other thing, too, is a lot of these Harleys, especially the older ones, you're sitting there at the light, not only are you getting hot, but that bike's just shaking. You're just shaking. You know, blah, 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 blah. Now you get going down the road, and it's smooth, man. It's smooth. You know, it's good. But as soon as you stop and that bike gets idle, that motor's just a shaking, that's rattling, just a bump, 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 bump. And you're like, man, come on, get the hell out of here. That's driving me crazy.
Yeah, that's you need to put some bumpers on that thing so the cops don't come to your house.
You like that? I should. I don't know. You saw, Robbie, that I shared a picture on there. It had cops at somebody's door, and it said, "Sir, we got a loud noise complaint over a motorcycle with loud mufflers." And he's like, "Well, you're mistaken, officer. My bike doesn't have any mufflers."
I didn't see that. I was on Facebook a little bit this morning, and I've been busy all day, so.
Hey, you should have been up here.
Why?
Because I had to help her dad put a cab mount. Dad put a cab mount in his truck today. I had to fix a hose on mine. I blew a hose the other night on the way to Texas. I blew a hose going from the manifold over to my compressor. I had to fix that.
Yeah, I cut the end of that when I called in. I waiting to get clicked in there. I heard that you couldn't find a hose. Nobody in.
Yeah, I finally found one down in Pearl, Arkansas. I finally found one. I had changed oil today. You know, I thought I'd have some good friends that maybe come up here this week, maybe help change oil in my truck, but now I guess that wouldn't happen.
Nope.
I have my own stuff to do this week. A buddy of mine. He had a Christmas party last night, so I went to that. I haven't been to one of his Christmas parties in probably four or five years, so.
Ah. Oh, well.
Well, yeah,
I go to Cleveland in the morning, unloading, and come back to the house. There ain't nothing going on.
Well.
I don't care. Huh?
You're almost at your shutdown anyways for the holiday.
Yeah, just about ready to get fired, I think.
are you getting them pissed off at you or what?
Well, I'll probably have safety on my ass again. I just turned another one of Texas rounds, and you know how I do that.
What, Cleveland and Texas?
I just went Cleveland to Arlington and back to Cleveland. Well, I'll come back home because I couldn't unload it till tomorrow morning. But yeah, left it loaded Tuesday night, 7 o'clock Tuesday night. Last Tuesday night, I left Cleveland and I was out there Wednesday night at 7:30. I was out in Arlington.
Well, you're running outlaw hours.
Yeah, they're not going to be happy. That's all right. I don't care. Get over it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Either get over it or don't give it to me. Because if they give it to me, I'm going to run it. But when I get paid to do them loads, you're damn right I'm going to take it. I ain't telling them no.
You might like this, Greg. I got a new phone, too.
Uh-oh.
I hope it's hell and AT-Mobile and Sprint.
No, it's a Verizon phone now.
Hot damn, now we're cooking with gas.
We got that, it was the day after Thanksgiving we got them.
Yeah, you'll like Verizon, man. I don't have any problem with Verizon, man. I go all over the place. I don't have very little trouble. I mean, every once in a while you'll drop one, but not near what you was doing.
Yeah, I was dropping them quite a bit.
Yep. You'll be all right. I told you, sooner or later, you start listening to me, you'll grow up, be a big boy. It took you a while to listen to me about the recaps, and it took you just about as long to listen to me and take my advice about a phone. So you're getting there. You're getting your big boy pants on a little bit at a time, one leg at a time.
Yeah. I just won't touch those beans, though.
Yeah, I'm going to touch them beans. We're going to put them beans in a heavier pan this year. You ain't dropping them this year.
I ain't touching them this year. Someone else can get them. Hey, these are good. Someone can get them.
Since they get done, somebody else can come get them, huh?
That's right. That'd be your job. Hey, Greg, I'll be calling you over. Hey, you need to get these beans over to the warmer.
I don't know. I hope we got a show this year. I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch. I don't know if we're going to have a show this year or not. We'll see. Long time between now and March.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Long time.
All it's going to do is take one more virus, or they're going to blow this virus that they got, this Omicron or moronic or whatever they want to call it. They blow that up one more time, then they'll, you know, Toby and them they'll hit the panic button and call it off again.
You know, I know it's all indoors, but for the show. But you know, all these sporting events are having no issues.
That's what I'm saying. There's only an issue if they want it to be an issue.
You know, if you look at an NFL game, I think hockey's starting up, basketball starting up. You don't see no people with masks on now.
And now follow the money. They follow the money.
Yep. It's all about
they
lawyers.
Follow the money.
Yep.
It's all about the bling bling.
Yeah. Even racing, there's, you might get maybe, you know, a very select few that'll still wear a mask, but majority of everyone, yeah, racing's an outside event, but I haven't seen anybody with masks on at a football game or basketball game or anything.
Oh, they're not. They were just talking about the state of Michigan is one of the big ones because right now the highest number of cases in the United States is in Michigan. And then they just had a sold out game. You know, that's the largest college stadium in America is in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And it was packed full of people. And nobody wearing masks. So, you know, if they're, I mean, and they're a liberal state. So if they're not concerned about it, being that they've got the highest cases, you know, right now the lowest cases in the country is Florida, you know, and everybody was like talking about how bad Florida was and all that. And really what it all boils down to is what we see is it's a flu thing, just like the flu. It's a seasonal thing where in the winter states, the northern states in the wintertime because people go indoors. In the summertime, it's the south. It's the south because and it's hot outside, people go indoors. And that's what happens. So your cases will go up. The problem is just like Ben Shapiro always says, you got Biden and all these governor officials, they're more concerned with cases than they are with hospitalizations and all that. They don't care about hospitalizations. They want the cases to be zero. That's what they want. And they keep telling you it's bad because the cases are never going away. And that's that people are just I don't know if they know the difference, you know.
I think it was Tuesday night, my neighbor across the street, he passed away. His wife's in ICU right now. And he had COVID last year. He got his shots, and he got it again and still passed away.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
No, say it ain't so.
Right. Dan, and top it off, him and his wife worked at home.
See? So there's just no way to know. So you can't be scared. You know, like Ben Shapiro said at the beginning of the pandemic, he says, I am convinced that from the day you were born, Mother Nature is trying to kill you.
Yeah.
When it's your time, it's your time.
Yep. That's about it.
You just remember that, Robbie. Next time you piss me off, just remember that. When it's your time, it's your time.
No, it's been a while since I pissed you off, so I got to figure out get you going again. It's been quite a few years. My math is right.
Shit.
Yep. Well,
I don't know. I think we all need to be like just Baldwin, man. Just go out, give everybody a fake gun, and let the problem solve itself.
Yeah, man. Did you hear what that Kurt Sutter said? And even I was telling people earlier too. John Schneider made a couple of YouTube videos talking about how he's pissed off at Baldwin for acting like a pansy on the news, doing that interview, trying to cover his ass.
He's an idiot. He don't give a damn about nobody but himself.
Oh, yeah.
Karma done bit him in the ass, buddy.
Yep.
He deserves everything he gets, that son of a bitch. I'm sorry. Wonder how funny he thinks that the skits was about Trump now. Like I said, need to get Trump on there and do one of him.
Well,
that'd be hilarious.
That was one guy said. He goes, SNL could be really funny right now if they went and hired Donald Trump to impersonate Alec Baldwin.
Oh, boy, that'd be precious.
Oh, man.
Hmm. Wow. So when you got to be out in Eddystone, Robbie? Friday?
Friday morning.
Yeah, I figured.
Before 2.
Huh.
So what is that? What are you taking out there?
It looks like I might get a little that four-letter word begins with an S that we hate.
It's coming through. Yep.
I don't care if we get snow out here. I don't want none if I go to Texas because them people out there are crazy.
Well, people in New Mexico are just as bad. And that's where one storm I'm going to be probably going through. And then
they get a little snow out there, man. They do shut the whole damn state down.
Yep.
Up along one and up by Philly and whatnot, they're in Northeast. They're supposed to come too.
Yep. It actually came through like Montana and Wyoming, Idaho. They all got hit this weekend. So it's working its way through. But yeah, just everybody needs to understand and people, truck drivers, I don't know if they know this or not. The state of Texas does not own one single salt truck. Just know that.
Oh, shit.
No, they use that.
You're kidding me.
What are you talking about?
Can you detect the sarcasm in my voice?
Yeah.
There's a little bit tonight.
People think, you know, well, what about Amarillo? Nope. They don't even mess with it up there.
No,
Alabama back in the late 80s and early 90s. I was down in Birmingham, pulled flatbed Denhall steel out of U.S. Steel Birmingham, and they called over to the terminal and told all of us, said, if there's anybody over there that's going to get loaded today to get out of here, you better get over here to the mill because they're expecting an inch of snow and they're getting ready to shut Birmingham down. I said, are you kidding me? Yeah, but they had their three dump trucks. They said, well, we got our three trucks loaded with sand and we're ready. I started laughing hysterical. They had three dump trucks loaded with sand, but they was ready for anything
right.
Mother Nature throwed at them.
Man, oh man.
Ooh. Hey, Robbie, stop in New Orleans and pick up a set of full fiberglass fenders for me on the way through.
I'm not going that way. I'm going up 17 to 40 and cross.
No, shit. I know you'd get out. I knew you. I knew damn well you'd go another way just to get out of picking them up.
Well, if I pick up those fenders, they're going on my truck.
You asshole.
Hey.
That's usually at work.
That a lot. I've been told that quite a bit this week. I'm an asshole, so.
Well, she's finally wising up, then, ain't she?
Shut up. You need to stay off Facebook.
Huh?
You need to stay off Facebook.
Like I said, people you may know.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. You just need to stay off Facebook.
Right. Oh, well, I don't know. Actually, it's been kind of nice tonight, ain't it? I made it to a night without having to take a blood pressure pill.
I got one for you though. You want a blood pressure pill? I'll give you something to think. Here you go. Listen to this article. This is a national deal on insider.com, which is one of those business insider.com is what it is. It says experts say reports of an American truck driver shortage are overblown. Well, of course it is. And it says the US shoppers face empty shelves a while. Pile up key ports. It says quick to national truck driver shortage, but experts say that it's overblown. It says the notion of the trucker shortage is a narrative decades in the making. This has long been a point of a hot debate in the industry. Recently, it became a scapegoat for shipping delays, experts say. So somehow companies have found a way to pin the entire crisis on the back of the truck drivers. Billy Randall, a long-haul trucker, an organizer. Movement for Justice told Insider, because this notion of a trucker shortage has been circulated to the point that it's just become accepted by news outlets, companies, even without data to back it up. And it says, let's see, I was trying to see if there was more. It says in November, the industry were within 1% of pre-pandemic levels, according to the U.S. Bureau. It says what's more, the shortage been cited for a reason for port blockages only impacts one portion of the industry, long-haul trucking, local drivers who move goods out of the ports, as well as short-haul drivers in general are in surplus. So that was another cool thing. Everybody was, you know, they were saying driver shortage, but like we all know, it's not the local, there's tons of local drivers, and if you need stuff to go in and out of the port, local drivers do all that. The long-haul drivers don't do that crap. And so,
right.
You know, if you say you're missing long-haul drivers, you know, let's see. It says, while experts are fewer truckers in the industry since the pandemic started, consumer buying habits have led to uptick demand. It says a weird sharp increase in demand. Let's see. And this is says it says when there's a sharp increase in demand, it takes any industry anywhere from a quarter to a year and a half to catch up. And that's from the University of Minnesota. He says it's a natural lag, but the market is already catching up. And we saw that. I mean, you know, we didn't see any backlog of anything like that. It says several trucking groups, including the owner-operator independent, OIDA, push back against the notion of the shortage, saying the industry is instead suffering from a longstanding retention issue. It says long-haul trucking has had a turnover rate of over 90% since, since BLS began recorded. Oh, it's the labor statistics. It says Pat Nolan, C.H. Robinson, Vice President of Operation North America, said that the logistics group has long been trying to improve retention. Says picture of the marketplace has not fundamentally changed, Burke said, noting that the pandemic failed to impact the turnover rate. Long-haul truckers can spend weeks on the road away from home. It's never been a very attractive job. No shit.
Yep. They only do it because they want to. To hell with them. Like I said, everybody needs to go home. To hell with it.
Yep.
Don't worry about who it affects, what it affects. If they just go to hell home, then let it work itself out. Then they find out where the cow shit the cabbage.
Just trying to figure out who this was. Okay, so this guy here is University of Minnesota. He's some kind of expert on like the economy or maybe something, whatever. Says he testified before a House Transportation Infrastructure Committee last month that 40% of the U.S. trucking capacity is underutilized daily. Coral's study found that adding just 18 minutes of a driver's time to every existing truck driver's day would have the same effect of hiring 80,000 more drivers at the time. ATA said the report failed to address the nuances of the industry. And I think he's probably right about that, that, you know, like you're saying, what'd you say just a minute ago? I think I sit more than I work.
That's right.
And that's what he's saying. He's saying that if you can just add 18 minutes of work to a driver's day, then that would equate to 80,000 drivers. And it's
yep.
Like, I believe that because, you know, and what they do is because they get us there and they have a sit and wait to get unloaded, that kills our clock, you know. Can't do anything once that happens. Not to mention traffic. Traffic heats that clock up too. So yeah. Good little article here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
What can you say about that? You know, it's like, I don't know, man.
Yep. But that's, I mean, you know, like I said, we know it all. They just don't want to, you know, the ATA is going to spout it because that's the, you know, that's the big carrier narrative is there's not enough drivers out there. That's the big carrier.
Yep.
I always would chuckle under my breath when you go over there in the truck, when you're in the truck show. I don't know Greg, when's the last time you actually went to the truck show? Like went inside and walked around?
I ain't been in there the last few shows. I stay over in the parking lot and mind my business.
Yeah. Exactly. So every time I go walking around, I try to, you know, shake hands and let people know who we are and all that like that. And I kind of just chuckle because I walk over there and they got this little booth. ATA has a little booth over there, which they probably get for free. I don't know. You know how all these big companies spend all this money making these huge booths? They got, you know, they got the 20 by 20, 30 by 30. You know, Mack Trailer has a whole square devoted to nothing but them. And they got the trailers raised in the air and all that. ATA's got this little 10 by 10. And they got the little ATA 10x10. And you know who's there? Is the pro team. Road driver pro team. I always laugh at those guys. Just like, it's like, who are you? What makes you so special? Road team. What the hell's that?
They're the one that wanted all these laws and all these rules and regulations. And then they was one of the first ones to start wanting exemptions.
Yep.
Or I want to hand out exemptions, calling for the exemptions. I don't get it.
You know what I'd like to see is I'd like to see those guys with that road team. Let's have a pre-trip inspection contest. Who can find all the flaws in this truck? There's 8 things wrong with this truck. Who's the one that can find it the quickest? I bet you those guys with ATA road team probably couldn't find them. and then have another contest. We're going to have a chain-up contest. Who can chain up? And, of course, you know, I'll say right now, I'm not going to win that contest because I don't like doing that crap.
I will, too, because I'll tell you right now, I ain't even going to pick some bitches up, let alone put them on the truck.
Yeah, but I guarantee you, those ATA road team guys, they don't know what the hell you're looking at when they go change.
If I pick up a tire change, it's going to be to dump in a scrap hopper somewhere.
They'll probably be scratching their head when they see a truck.
Yeah. They do all that traveling around. Yeah, wearing their nice clothes. But yeah, I think I've always laughed at those guys.
Yeah.
ATA road team.
Yeah, road team.
I'm gonna jump off here. It was nice talking to you guys. My dinner's done, so.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's time to call this quits, man, because Yellowstone's on.
Yep, train station is coming.
That's right.
Oh, we're taking a break.
So, all right
now.
Get on with our sponsors, and I'll talk to you. I'll give you a call some evening this weekend, some night when I'm out.
Good deal. Yep.
All right.
That's it.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
All right, you guys. Have a good night.
All right.
Good night. Bye.
So that's Greg and Robbie with Redneck and Eyes. And those all the loyal callers, experts on the road. And we hope everybody is having a great evening out there tonight. We're going to sign off for the night and have just kind of, like I said, we're going to watch some Yellowstone, eat some dinner, and start getting back, get ready to go back to work. So this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. You can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. We are here live every Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. The be part of the conversation, just hit 1. We're on Facebook Live, YouTube Live. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate those guys doing that for us. It's always we'd like to see that YouTube channel growing. It's awesome. So one of our great sponsors is DPF Regeneration. Be sure to check those guys out, dpfregeneration.com, where they that you can, if you need any kind of filters or SCR units or any kind of the particulate filter questions or concerns or parts or service, you give them a call or check them out, dpfregeneration.com. There's a great bunch of folks over there, and we appreciate them supporting Redneck and Ice. So until next time, you guys stay safe and keep it between the ditches. And we'll see you out there on the road.